Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Tomlin, he says, focus, 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 no matter when this team is going to play.
We live one week at a time, man. We got an undefeated team that we're scheduled to face at the end of this week, and so that's kind of been our focus as we prepare today.
At the end of this football week, whenever that may come. Chris, we have some news, and we have some news from the New York Post as it breaks overnight. And this from Andrew Marchand, right, who he covers all the TV stuff. He's the man with the TV.
A lot of sports media guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he has it covered. And he writes, I'll read verbatim, Titans-Steelers game next week, which was postponed Wednesday due to positive coronavirus tests within the Tennessee organization, is expected to be broadcast nationally on CBS, sources told the Post. If played Monday, the game in Tennessee would start at 5 p.m. and lead into ESPN's Monday night football matchup between the Falcons and Packers at 8 p.m. If it is Tuesday, it would be at either 6 or 7 p.m. Kevin Harlan, Trent Green are scheduled to call the game. So we're looking at least the loose reporting. This is solid reporting, but at least the reporting is right now 5 p.m. on Monday or 6 or 7 p.m. on Tuesday. I got a problem with one of those. I really do.
Is it, I imagine your problem is with Tuesday, correct?
Yes. The Steelers have nothing to do with this. This is the Titans' issue and the Titans' fault, and I don't want to see the Steelers' week of preparation into the Philly game be squeezed because of nothing that they did.
Yeah, and you know what? I can't disagree with you, Colin, but I can't disagree that as a Steelers fan, right, as someone who wants to see the Steelers, my team, my favorite football team, have the best opportunity to beat Philadelphia, I agree with you. But here's also the tack we've taken is, and I understand it's through no fault of the Steelers' own. This is a Tennessee problem, as we outlined yesterday, that it's going to ripple out and become other teams' problems at times. The Cardinals' problem, the Marlins' problems became the problems of every team in the AL and NL East earlier this summer. The Cardinals' problems became the problems of every other team in the AL and NL Central, including the Pirates, and it led to weird stuff like seven-inning doubleheaders. And in this case, it's going to lead to a short week, whether it's Monday or Tuesday, for the Steelers leading into that Philadelphia game. No shorter than they would have if they had, for example, a Thursday night game after a Sunday game, but a short week nonetheless. So as a Steelers fan, I don't like the idea of them being pushed all the way to Tuesday and then having to play again Sunday against Philly. But as someone who wants to see things push forward, it may be what we have to do.
It might be, and you're right about that. And the last time it happened was there was a big snowstorm in Philly. Was the last time that there was a game pushed until a Tuesday. There was a big snowstorm in Philly. They couldn't play Sunday. They couldn't play Monday. They decided to play Tuesday. I get it, and I understand it. And you make a great point in that you don't want to go ahead and uproot the whole league. But my counter to that is, would 24 more hours make that much of a difference? You know, then...
Well, I see what you're saying because we're talking about, again, we're talking about an infectious disease that has an incubation period of 48 to 72 hours. And if we really wanted to be maximum security level safe, we would just cancel the Titans games for 2 weeks, right? And I get that portion of the argument as well. But here's what I'll say about that. If the National Football League, a league that that pushes through just about anything. They had a draft in the middle of a damn pandemic, and they're pushing through with a season in the middle of a pandemic. And I believe me, I'm appreciative of that as someone who works in the world of sports media. I don't have a problem with pushing through and getting things done. But if the NFL, a team that hates to adjust their timelines and their schedules, decides that 24 to 48 hours is enough to make this thing feasible because they get their doctors get the extra time to contact, trace, and test and flesh things out a little bit more, then I'm okay with it. Because if anybody is as aggressive as any other league in trying to get things done and stay on time, it's the National Football League.
Now, let me tell you, for selfish reasons, too, why 5 o'clock. I can handle every single Pittsburgh Steeler game being at 5 o'clock on Monday night, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
be honest, I love both of these kick times other than the fact that I'll be at my kids' baseball games both nights. But whatever. For the general population and for my sanity, I got no problem with 5 o'clock on Monday nights.
I would watch the first half downstairs amongst the family, have dinner, do all that. Halftime, yeah. I'm right up to bed, and as soon as the game is over, lights out. For selfish reasons, a 5 o'clock game would be absolutely spectacular for me. So there's part of that as to why I'm rooting for it. But honestly, a lot of it does come down to preparation. I don't want to build somebody as the guilty party here. Maybe get into that in the next segment. That being said, I want the innocent party to remain totally innocent and to receive the advantages of really having nothing to do with this situation. Well, and I don't want Steelers to be squeezed.
And I again, as a Steelers fan, as someone who wants to see the Steelers win, because to be quite honest, it's good for business, I want to see them have every opportunity as well to prepare for each game week as they normally would. And this will squeeze them on Philadelphia. I guarantee you, I will feel more negatively about this if they play on a Tuesday night come Wednesday morning when we're talking about injuries and only having 3 more days to prepare for Philadelphia. I guarantee you I'll feel more negatively about it at that point. But I also have to remind myself, if we want to get a 16-game season in with as minimal disruption as possible, unfortunately, crap like this is going to happen.
You know what, though? If they would play at 5 on a Monday and then have the other game, give me doubleheader Mondays as part of the regular schedule.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think
that first week of the season, doesn't it dangle that carrot for you? Don't you love that?
Absolutely. And what I think we've seen, I tweeted this last night, what I think we've seen with the NHL and NBA bubbles and the all day and even like MLB postseason the last couple of days is people love having sports on during the day. I don't know what the ratings are like and if they compare to all these games that usually start at 8:30 or 9 o'clock when we talk about postseason baseball and NBA the finals games, but I think people love having sports on during the middle of the day. I know I did yesterday. I know I did during the NHL bubble when it first started up and the NBA bubble. I love having it on. Throw an NFL game on a Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. I don't care. People will watch it.
All right, our man Ramon Foster. It's so weird to say ex-Steeler Ramon Foster.
But
I like the fact that it's retired Steeler and not like Seattle Seahawks or, you know, Cardinal Ramon Foster or Jacksonville Jaguar. So that's okay. Out on his own terms, doing a radio show, 104.5 The Zone. We talked to Ramon at 6:30. Good morning to you. Ben Roethlisberger, he talked about, you know what? Ben kind of, this was good from Ben. I like this. I'm just here to play football and try to win a championship, Ben. That's the latest installment of Ben. Ben gave the tough S dot, 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 if you can't play football, if you can't show up. Listen to what Ben had to say about this game with the Titans.
There might be a situation that if you weren't careful and there was some COVID issues here in Pittsburgh, that we might not be able to practice till Friday or Saturday. It's why they made the rule with more practice squad guys this year.
It brings into focus this. Is there any importance? Because I'll answer my own question. I think there is.
Okay.
To getting to the bottom of this and investigating it. This is a story that I don't think has been talked about enough since the outbreak. How did this happen? Why did this happen? And is there a guilty party? We're ready to just slam the Raiders, right? And you know why? Because we live in a gotcha society, number one. But number two, in bigger, the Raiders' behavior, because it got made public through social media, it has a real chance to derail something that a lot of people are working hard to keep on the tracks. We don't know what happened in Tennessee. There should be a deep investigation as to what happened in Tennessee.
Yeah, and I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't say they need to get to the bottom of it, because I said the very same thing when we heard that the Cardinals were hanging out at casinos, when we heard that the Marlins were hanging out at clubs in Atlanta right before their season started and their outbreak happened. Yeah, you need to do everything you can. And that's part of what this you're taking this extra time allowance for contact tracing. That should lead you down the right path of, okay, what happened? Where did the protocols fail, if they failed at all? Because if the protocols failed, then you know you need to tighten everything up around the league. If it was simply a couple guys stepping out and not following the protocols, i.e. similar to what the Raiders did, then now you know you can address it with those guys specifically, and you know this really does rest on those players who put themselves in a bad situation and may have become infected because of it. But if nobody put themselves in a bad situation, and again, you can find that out via the contact tracing, then you can say, all right, it's the protocols that need to be tightened up because no one stepped out of line. We've got to do better across the league, and that includes enacting A, B, C, and D in order to better protect our players and protect our season.
Did school just start and some guy took his kid to the school bus stop and talked to some other mom there? I mean, is that what happened? Or
It could be something as stupid and silly as that, but if that's what they get to the bottom of, then that's when you need to tell these guys, much like they did to Major League Baseball players, listen, we know it sucks, but you don't want to be in a bubble. You essentially got to bubbleize yourself at home. Like Ben said, he's doing with his kids not going to school.
That's when I thought of it. You hit it dead on. That's what I thought of it. The ultra careful conservative nature with which people are going about their business. Those kind of people are owed the reason. Not me, not you, not the media, not the public. The guys that are acting differently than they normally would and taking it over the top, like Ben, they're owed that. And they're owed that investigation. You know what else I thought yesterday? Totally off the subject here. We would be in the season as it turns into October 1st. You know what would be happening in a real regular world right now? We'd be in the middle of one of those 32 preseason games with the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Where there's three guys on the bench whose names you recognize.
Yes.
And Emil Larmy is playing in goal. Yeah.
Isn't that where we'd be on the sports calendar?
You're right. We'd be right there. Oh, man.
Jeez,
instead, Jim Rutherford's trying to figure out who he's going to trade next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.